translation by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Thereafter, the elderly cowherd men, having obtained great feeling from embracing their sons, gradually and with great difficulty, and reluctant ceased embracing them and returned to the forest. But as the men remembered their son, tears began to roll down from their eyes. Purport. In the beginning, the cowherd men were very angry that the cow were began to attracted by the calf. But when the men came down from the hill, they themselves were attracted by their son, and therefore the men embraced them. To embrace one son and smell their head, the symptoms of affection. Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Salaka Chakshuram Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Nama. Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Pastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Dinamini. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvitisunyavadi Prastachadi Stacharine. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasati Gaura Bhakta Vinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. The guest coming from France, very first time. So welcome to the Bhaktivedanta Manor, the London. I hope you have a good stay and you will enjoy your stay here. I'm sure the Mataji will take care of you very nicely. And prasadam, yeah. The best food we can get that is actually in London, that is this place. So you will really enjoy the 9 o'clock, then again 1:30, 12 o'clock, and then again in the evening you will get. This is the Prabhupada said, this is the best life actually you can't have. You don't have time when you're working, running around in the material world. That's what we're going to talk about, that what is that material world running here and there. And you can't even enjoy your food. And here, devotee, 9 o'clock in the morning, they have a nice prasada. Then midday, you have feast every day. And in the evening, and every day morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, devotee comes and they start dancing. Normally, in the mundane world, the 4 o'clock in the morning, you go to sleep. But we, actually, many times when I come in the car, and the people are coming out from the pub, and they want to go, and they want to sleep, and we wake up that time, take bath, and come to the temple. It's the other way around. That is the difference between demon and devotee. So here we're talking about Krishna's pastime. Krishna, we call, you have seen that actually on the altar, that Supreme Personality of Godhead that's holding the flute, playing beautifully with a beautiful girl standing next to him. We're talking about him today. And this pastime especially, we are talking about Krishna's potency, his energy. In the Vedas, according to Vedas, this potency is called two names, Yogamaya and Mahamaya. Prabhupada explained this Yogamaya and Mahamaya so nicely. When I read it, I said, any layman can understand. And he gave the example of electric. When electric is connected, it produces two things, either heat or cold air. If it's connected with the heater, that produces the hot air in the winter time. And the same energy is connected with cooler, produce the cold air in summertime. So same energy act in a different way. The potency of Krishna is exactly act in a two different way. When we are self-realized, Mahatma. Mahatma means the person actually who is really self-realized. He knows exactly who is he. Like a question is, who am I? And they know about Krishna so well. And for them, this potency works as a yogmaya. And for the demons, here we're talking about Kamsa. And along with all the demons, the same potency is working as Mahamaya. That means this two, yogmaya and Mahamaya. Yogmaya means actually that one can help going towards Krishna. That is yogmaya. And the same potency is works is Mahamaya in the material world that will take away from the Krishna. The choice is us. Do you want to get into yogmaya or you want to get into Mahamaya? The choice is ours. If I want to go towards Krishna, and that means actually I need yogmaya to work with me. Krishna's potency as a yogmaya. And if I want to go away from Krishna, then I need Mahamaya. The difference between yogmaya and Mahamaya, that actually when we are spiritualized, and Srila Prabhupada explained very nicely, if you chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. If you carry on chanting this Mahamantra, all the impurity will just vanish. And when the impurity will vanish from our heart becomes very pure. And when it becomes pure, Krishna will reside in the heart. And then you realize that yes, what is real my poison? Otherwise, if you don't, we are in this material world, the three guna. And when we come into this three guna, our mind is corrupted, infected. And we think that I am American, I am Indian, I am a Brahman, I am a Kshatriya. But in the reality, Prabhupada explained very nicely that I am a spirit soul. One time in America, there was one policeman, a police officer. He was taking care of one area. And in the world, the biggest problem we have now, anybody can tell what is the biggest problem we have in the world now? Anxiety. And because of anxiety, there is a crime. There are so much crime. I was reading the other day that America, they spend billions of dollars on the crime. Even Britain spending so much money into crime. It was, I think, working out 41 pound per head per day we are spending on crime. So this police officer, he was taking care of that area and the crime was getting higher and higher and higher. He was trying his best to reduce what can be done that we can reduce the crime. He approached Srila Prabhupada, Swamiji, I heard that you are a Swami from India and you know the solution how to reduce the crime. Srila Prabhupada said, yes, I do. And this police officer was very happy. He said, can you tell me? He said, give us a facility. Give us all the facility so we can go out and do the Sankirtan and we can chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Give us a facility. Give me a facility. We go out and we chant. And if you chant this, then you realize that really what is your position. And then actually while they were talking, and the police officer said, I am American and you are Indian. And Prithila Prabhupada said, no, you are not American. I am not Indian. Police officer said, excuse me, Swami, I am American and you are Indian. You are not American, I am not Indian. Now this officer was puzzling that what to say, because Swami said, you are not American, I am not Indian. And then very quietly Srila Prabhupada said, we are all spirit soul. Then, of course, Srila Prabhupada is looking for any opportunity to preach. So he started preaching about the material world, the spiritual world, about yog maya, about mahamaya. Not in details, but actually very brief introduction. And the police officer actually puzzling, he's gone. Of course, he gave some facility to Srila Prabhupada to do some sankirtan. But this is the reality. Because actually we don't know. Our understanding is, I am this body. And I am Indian. This is me. And according to the Vedas, according to Shastra, according to Srila Prabhupada's explanation, I am not this body. I am just spirit soul. When we come in contact with these three material nature, that time our whole concept is infected and we think that just I am this body. In the reality, I am a das, anudas, anudas. I am the servant of the servant of the servant. And once we get actually that understanding, jivere sarupa hoy Krishna nitya das, Chaitanya Charitamrita, in Madhya Lila actually that is explained, that jivere sarupa hoy, I am just das. And furthermore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, I am das, anudas, anudas. And if you have that understanding that I am a servant, Srila Prabhupada said in the world that if everyone realizes that they are just a servant, there will be no war. There will be no crime. Because who are you going to fight with? You can't fight with the master because you consider you are a servant. And this is exactly actually Srila Prabhupada, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna is saying to us that jivere sarupa hoy, I'm just das, anudas, anudas. And this, once we have that understanding, the same Mahamaya that is taking away from Krishna, that works, transform into yog maya. Here we're talking about Brahmaji is stealing the cowherd boys and all the calf. Krishna transform himself into all the boys and calf. Naturally, when the cow see the calf, they have natural attraction because it's Krishna. They don't see calf, but they see the Krishna. And they have natural attraction for this calf. And they were kissing and just cuddling, and the Brajbasi, the gopas, elderly men, they were a little agitated, they were a little angry that why this cow is just going towards, it's time to go now. And when actually they were seeing their own son, they had the same affection, same attraction. They were cuddling and they were kissing and actually, you know, and then they realized that why we have attraction, the cow have the attraction. So this is actually yog maya. Why? Because this is bringing them near to Krishna. When you are actually attracted in the material world, we go away from Krishna. And when you're attracted in the spiritual world, you go towards Krishna. So yogamaya is helping going towards Krishna, and mahamaya is taking away from Krishna. Then further he's saying that a Mahatma, when actually one he realizes that I am a spirit soul, I am not this body, the same, though he's in a material world, but the same energy will work as a yog maya and help one to get near Krishna. And if you are not into the yog maya, then the opposite is, there is always one potency is working, either yog maya. If the yog maya is not working, then the mahamaya. And if the mahamaya is working, then we are just away from Krishna. All materialistic people we see outside in the world, they are so much attracted to this mundane activity, and they're going away and away and away from Krishna. And that's where we need the devotee in this world. Jare dekho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. Whoever we meet, we talk about Krishna. So this is, we see that actually yog maya and mahamaya. The next thing, the next point is, we're talking about Brahma. Actually, this is my understanding. When I actually read this chapter, I read it as actually Brahmaji stealing cowherd boy and calf. Krishna transformed into all the calf and all the boys and punished Brahmaji. But really, who is Brahma? When I actually read about Brahma, then actually I was puzzling, how can he do this sort of mistake? Silly mistake, but how can he do this? On Garbhodaksha Vishnu, lying down on the Garbha ocean, Vishnu's navel, there is one stamp is coming, sprouting. And on top of the stamp, there is a lotus flower appear. And on this lotus flower, Brahmaji appear. The first Jiva being actually appeared on this planet, that is actually Brahmaji. When Brahmaji see himself on his own, he was wondering what to do here and there. When he see the stamp, he tried to come down of this stamp. He come halfway through and he see there is no end. He bewildered again and he go back on top of the stamp and go back on the lotus flower. Then he hear this beautiful sound. Venu. Beautiful sound of flute. And he get intoxicated by hearing this beautiful sound of flute. And then he sing one poem or actually one prayers, and that is called Brahma Samhita. Brahma Samhita is the first one talking about Krishna. The first line, Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadi Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. First I use that line, Sarva Karana Karana, the cause of all cause. Krishna, who is known as Govinda, is the supreme Godhead. He has an eternal, blissful spiritual body. He is the origin of all. He has no other origin, and he is the prime cause of all cause. Sarva Karana Karana, Ishvara Parama Krishna. And the same Brahma Samhita, he's saying further up, Venu Kwanantam Arvinda Dalaya Taksam Barhavatam Samasitam Buddhasa Sundarangam Kandarpa koti kamaniya visesa sobha Govinda Madhipurusam Tamaham Brajami. This is a prayer from Brahmaji. Whatever actually he's written here, when we open the curtain, we'll see, we cross-check whether whatever written is right. Venu, the flute, Kwantam playing. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who is adept in playing on his flute, with blooming eyes like lotus petal, with head decked with peacock feather, with the figure of beauty tinged with the hue of blue clouds, and his unique loveliness charming millions of Cupid. Do you understand? Is it slow enough? I'm trying my best to go very slow. I know normally actually Indian people, they speak very fast. And to control is difficult. But still I'm managing. Try to my best. Here he's saying that I worship Krishna, the Govinda, Radha Gokulananda, who's playing the beautiful flute. He's standing in such a way, you will see he's standing three bends from the knee, he's bending, from the waist, he's bending, and from the neck, he's bending. You will see that this is written here, the way he's standing. And beautiful body, standing with, I said, that beautiful girl, and he's playing the flute. There was one gentleman, I'm sure from America, he wanted to find God. He's been told to go to India. So he went. He went to the temple. He went to the temple of Ramchandra Bhagwan. And he said, no, this can't be a god because he's holding bow and arrow. And he's busy killing someone. So he can't be a god. Then he went to Lord Shiva temple. Sisi Radha Gokula Nanda ki jai, Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai, Sisi Gaunitai ki jai. You can see the cross check. Venu Kwanantam Aravinda Dalaya Taksam. Krishna is holding the flute. Venu, that is flute. His eyes like lotus flower, petal. If you see, you can go after work near to the curtain and you can see, observe, Krishna got beautiful eyes. Like a petal of lotus flower. Lotus flower is one of the topmost flower, and that petal, that lotus eye, and his figure, look at the way he's standing. So this gentleman went to the Ramchandra Bhagwan's temple and he said, no, he can't be a god because he's too busy. God can't be busy. You know, if some director, he's not busy. Normally, big director, what they do? The company is going on, and he playing the golf in the nice places like Portugal and all these places. He just goes and play the golf. And he make one phone call. Everything okay? And the manager say, yeah, running okay. There is a problem, they sort out. He only there to just collect the money. That is a director job. But everything is running fine. One phone call and everything running fine. So this gentleman, he went to another temple, and then Durga Devi, she was holding the trishul and all this, and something, he said, can't be. Then at the end, he went to Krishna's temple. And when he saw, straight away he said, this is God. He said, how come this is God, not other? He said, this man over there, he's like a big boss. He's playing the flute, enjoying, and he's standing with a beautiful girl. This is God. Like a director, they don't have anything to do. What they do, just play golf, enjoy their life, and run the whole company, the whole universe, we can say actually the whole world is run by him by just playing the flute, enjoying with gopis, enjoying with his girlfriend there actually, that Radharani. And he's enjoying that pastime. But the whole world is running so nicely. Every day, the sun is shining within actually any late. Exact time the sun rise, exact same time the sun set. You never see the sun is delayed. We get delay at work, at temple, at so many places, but the sun never get delay. Same time rise. Who's controlling this? Though he's just standing there playing flute with Radharani, but he's controlling. That man said, this is God. And here, Brahmaji explaining so nicely, Venu Kwananta Marvinda Dalaya Taksam. That personality, he's just playing the flute. And furthermore, we have same Krishna comes, there is a little altar there. In the altar, actually, there are two personalities. They're standing like this. Two brother, that is Krishna and his brother. The same on the big one, on the right-hand side, that the middle one is a Ramchandra Bhagavan. The Krishna comes in as a Ramchandra Bhagavan. And next to him, on our left, and that Krishna's, Ramchandra's on the right-hand side, that is his brother Lakshman. Same Lakshman comes as Nityananda Prabhu. You will see two personalities there. They're standing there. And that is explaining about actually that pastime, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, that book is called Chaitanya Charitamrita. And author of that Chaitanya Charitamrita is Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. And what he's saying, there are three books, actually three part, and the middle part, actually that Madhya Leela, 239 and 240, he's saying, Siddhanta Sastra Nahi Brahma Samhita Rasama Govinda Mahima Janera Paramakarana Alpaksare Kahe Siddhanta Apara Sakula Vaishnava Sastra Madhya Ete Sastra. There is no scripture equal to Brahma Samhita. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, he's openly declared that there is no scripture equal to Brahma Samhita as far as the final spiritual conclusion is concerned. Indeed, that scripture is a supreme revelation of the glories of Govinda, Lord Govinda. For it reveals the topmost knowledge about him, since all the conclusions are briefly presented in the Brahma Samhita. It is essential among all the Vaishnava literature. This is actually the statement from Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, that there is no scripture equal to Brahma Samhita. Why? In the Brahma Samhita, literally, everything is given. He's talking about Garbhodaksha Vishnu. He's talking about origin of Gayatri Mantra. He's talking about the form of Govinda. He's talking about the transcendental pastime of Govinda. He's talking about the abode of Govinda. Talking about the living entities. Talking about the highest goal, meaning of austerity, five growth elements, love of Godhead. Literally anything and everything we're talking about Krishna, Govinda, Sisi Radha Gokulananda, that is explained in this Brahma Samhita. When person, and actually at the end, when he make mistake and when he, then he realize it will come later, he's saying in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Tamara Nabi Padma Hoite Amara Janmadoya Tumi Pita Mata Ami Tomara Tanaya. I took birth from your lotus that grew from your navel. Thus you are both my father, my mother, and I am your son. Brahmaji actually declare that actually I have taken birth on your lotus flowers that's coming from your navel. That's why you are my both. You are my mata, you are my father, you are my mother, and I am your son. Now this Brahma, how can he make mistake? Actually, when I read very first time, very lightly, I have taken so lightly, the Brahmaji has stolen the cowherd boys and calf. But then actually when I read about the Brahmaji, then I realized, hold on, how come this Brahma can make such a mistake? Listen, for me to learn from this verse, that if so elevated soul, Brahma can make mistake like this, who am I? I am nothing. My position is nothing. I am not even a dasanu das. And if my position is nothing, for me to make mistake is very easy. That's why actually we, every day in the morning, the first offense we read, and we have to be very careful, that to make mistake is so easy. Anywhere, to correct thing is difficult. To make mistake, anybody can and everybody can do it. But we have to learn. So for me to learn from this one is never get puffed up. Brahmaji got little puffed up. That actually this little boy, he's playing with the boys like this, he's eating from actually their mouth. And Krishna was eating from their mouth. It was written actually, I was reading the other day, that one of his friends was eating something. Krishna said, give me that. And in the meantime, actually, he already put it in the mouth. Krishna goes and just do like this. He comes out from his mouth and Krishna catches in the mouth like this and he eats. And Brahmaji said, hold on. How can someone eat like a remnant from like this, from other boy? He can't be Krishna. But Krishna wanted to play. Krishna wanted actually to do the pastime. Sakha. Sakya Ras. Krishna in the Vrindavan is a Sakya Ras. And when he's playing with the friend means actually you are equal. There is no difference between actually two persons. So here Krishna was eating all these things, he was playing. So Brahmaji was bewildered. Imagine Krishna comes in front of me, and if he comes in a little different sarup, I won't even realize. Krishna comes in the form of some devotee and says something, and I may offend the devotee. You don't realize who you're talking to. And that's the reason actually we say, never ever talk about devotee. Never make that offense. Devotees are there, just pranam. Even if you don't like, just pranam, stay away. And that is my understanding, that never ever try to get puffed up. Krishna is very easy to get, but same time Krishna is very difficult to get. To understand Krishna is very easy, but same time this Prabhupada said, is very difficult to understand. Even Brahma couldn't understand Krishna properly. Who am I? So I have to accept that Brahmaji, yes, so elevated, the first jiva, but he did make mistake. And he has to pay the penalty. So if I do make mistake, I have to pay penalty. And rather than actually, if I don't want to make penalty, just accept the thing. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he is the Sarva Karana Karana, for he is the all cause of the cause. He can do anything and everything is possible for him. Aham Sarvasa Prabhava, Krishna thing. For him, anything and everything is possible. And we accept that. And the proof is given. When Brahmaji has written actually this Brahma Samhita, and we can see that that personality is standing there with the beautiful flute playing. That's the first sound actually Brahmaji heard. And actually he came out with these prayers. And he explained everything. This Brahmaji, if he can make mistake, we can actually easily make mistake. So two things from this, especially this verse, this slope, that if you want that Krishna's potency works as a yog maya, then try to realize that I am not this body, I am a spirit soul, I am das, anu das, anu das, I am a servant of the servant of the servant. And if you do this, then Krishna's mercy, the devotee's mercy, always with you. And this potency of Krishna will work as a yog maya. And if you not, and if you stay in the material world, and this material energy will influence in your body, and you will go away from Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada told that gentleman, the police officer, that if you want to reduce the crime, give me some room, give me some facility, so we can go and chant this Mahamantra, and that is Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So if you want in our life to reduce our crime, to understand actually who am I, try to go somewhere, go back to Godhead, go to the Krishna, and the easiest process that is given is chant and be happy. Time is exactly 8:30. Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, any comments? Thank you. Is there any comment from any devotee, any question?